Learning Sechlis Yevamis Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. What's the din? That's clear. If an Amayni marries an Amaynis, the daughter is going to be Kasha for Kuna, because you have Amayni V'lay Amaynis, and Lagabi Kuna, since the Bia is not an Aveira, Amayni is allowed to marry an Amaynis, if you hold Kal Gerim Laiki Kal, so that's clear, the daughter will be Kasha Lakuna. The Shailas, if a Yisrael marries an Amaynis, and the Bia is Ba'Aveira, is the girl, is the Bas, Pasal Lakuna or not? So Machalik is Rebecha Mishlakish, Mishlakish holds it's Pasal Lakuna, because since the Bia is Ba'Aveira, you learn that from a man like a gadol is pasul lekuna, and Rebbe Yochanan learns that from a pasul ki mesul me am avikach isha, that if it comes from shnei amamin, even though the bia is by avera, it's still kasha lekuna. So in the sugya, the Gemara brings a brisa which Rebbe Yochanan didn't like. The brisa says isha amaynis is kshera, and isha amaynis the geiris amaynis is kshera. Bna me amayni is pasul, and bita me amayni is kshera, and the Gemara discusses it. I want to shtel zecham one nekuda. The Gemara is mavur, b'na me'amayni is pasul. What about b'na from a Yisrael? You have an amayni sex misgayer, and she marries Yisrael, perfectly legal, legitimate marriage. What's the din with the son? It's mavur in the sugya that the son will be pakasher. It says, b'na me'amayni is pasul, because you go basad psulan. The father is pasul, so the son is pasul. But if the ben is from Yisrael, so she's kasher, many v'leya minus, and he's kasher, so the ben is kasher. As elachur is pretty clear. The emes is even a little more clear on the sugya later on ayin chesem and beis. The gemara is mavur when the gemara says b'umos aloich achar azocha nizgayr aloich hakapagim shebishneim. The gemara says in ayin chesem and beis, we'll get there. And the gemara says the case of nizgayr aloich hakapagim shebishneim can't be in the case where mitzri made an aminus. Because there is no pogum. The son definitely won't be an amayni. She's not pogum. Now, Shmuel Mizavsky clears the following chakira. It says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ramah, Evan Ezra Simendal at Siv Zayin. What if a Yisrael, in the case of Shulchan Aruch was a ger, but it doesn't matter, marries a goyish amayni. She was not megayer. There it says in Shulchan Aruch that the son is an amayni. Since the mother is an amayni, and she's a goy, so then the son is an amayni. In other words, if it was a guy that married an Amaynis, let's say the guy was not an Amayni, the guy was a Bavli, an Arvi, whatever he was, and he married an Amaynis, so then, and the son would not be an Amayni. But let's say it's a Ger or Yisrael that married the Amayni, so he has no father. He has no father, so then the son's an Amayni. As I say in Shulchan Aruch. So you see in Shasant Azach, if a Yisrael marries an Amaynis, the son is kosher. If a Yisrael marries, that's by a Geyeris Amaynis. If a Yisrael marries a Goy Amaynis, and now the son doesn't have a father, so the son is an Amayni. And if he's Megayer, he's also Bekal. So Klein Der Shmuel Zavsky, it's in Chedush of Shmuel, at the end, there's a Kunches Bin Yimsuli Kal Eis Aleph. Klein Der Shmuel Zavsky, what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? Why is it that by a Goyish Amaynis, the son's an Amayni, and by Yiddish Amaynis, the son is not. Do we say that the difference is like this? Really, even though we have a din of Amayni v'lay Amaynis, that's for the women, that's for the Nekeves. But she's still an Amaynis in regard that her sons could be an Amayni. And that's why, when a Yisrael is born a Geyish Amaynis, his son, the son's an Amayni. So why by a Geyris Amaynis you don't say that? The Teretz is, because really you should go back to the father. Why don't you go back to the father? Because there's a new din of Aleich Achab Sulan, like we're going to have. But Aleich Achab Sulan, if either of the parents are Pasul, the Vlan is Pasul. Let's say a Mamzer. So if either parent is a Mamzer, if a Mamzer marries a Bas Yisrael, or a Yisrael marries a Mamzeris, the child's a Mamzer. Aleich Achab Sulan. So, if since Allah is a Maini Vlay a Mainis, Me'avi Vlay Me'avis, so she's not Pasul. So Mele, you're not going to have a din of Aleich Achab Sulan. And Mele, you go back to the father. And what about when the Amaynis is a guy, and the father is a Yid? So there is no father. When the father is a Yid, and the mother is a guy, the din is, Ein bincha abam and aveskam nikrim bincha al binah, not considered the son l'chol davar. So now, since there is no father, so she's an Amaynis, So the son will be an Amayni. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that Kolzman, she's a guy, she's an Amayni. There's no din of Amayni v'lay Amaynis while the guy. Not that it's Negeya too much, but it's Negeya that if she has a son who doesn't have a father, the son will be an Amayni. Now Shaken, when she's Nisgayer, then the din of Amayni v'lay Amaynis says that she's not an Amaynis b'chlal. She doesn't have a shame Amaynis klal u'chlal. Those are the two tzadim. And what's an afkamina? If you're going to say that really she is an Amaynis, and the reason why her son is kasher is because he go basa the father. So let's say the other way. Let's say a guy is ba on a geyeris amaynis, and now he doesn't have a father that way. There are two cases where a child won't have a father. If his mother is a Jew and his father is a guy, it's not considered a father. If his mother is a guy and his father is a Jew, it's also not considered a father. So that we know. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. If the mother is a geyesha amaynis, and the father is a Jew, so he has no father, the ben's an Amayni. What about if the mother is a Giyayris Amaynis, and the father is a guy? So do we say, the reason when if the father is a Yid and the mother is an Amaynis, the son's not an Amayni, is because Aleich HaCharav, I normally Aleich HaCharav, but she's not Pasul. So you don't have the din of Aleich HaCharav, but you go Basiriyav. But let's say you don't have an Av, the Av is the guy, so there is no Av. So then, the son can be an Amayni. The Dugmul is that. The Gemara of Bechayr is Zavim Zayin. It's a whole sugya, but basically says that if a guy is Bayil a Leviya, a Bas Levi, the son will be a Levi. Even though normally in order to be a Levi, it's only if your father's a Levi, but he has no father. Since he has no father, so since the mother's a Leviya, he becomes a Levi. So here also, normally, since you don't have the din of Aleich HaChapsulan, because an Amaynis is not possible. So the son can only be an Amayni if the father is an Amayni. But when there is no father, the father is a guy, so then the son can be an Amayni even though the mother is the Amaynis, because there is no father. And Zagdav Shor of Zaski, Rabbi Chanan says this. And Kaivet Tzair Sim Mendalin Sivkatan Dalin, he says this cheshbon, that let's say a guy was born on a Giyaris Amaynis. So now the son doesn't have a father, and you have a son, the son will be pasul b'kol, because he'll become an Amayni, because his mother is an Amaynis. I want you to say the same thing when Yisrael is born Amaynis, because since she's not pasul, Amayni v'lay Amaynis, so you don't have the Nevelay Chach Apostle, so mainly you'll go back to the father. But if there's no father, the son would be an Amayni. Rav Shmuel Zavsky says you could say differently. You could say that when the Amaynis is a guy, and the father is a Yid, so there's no father. An Amaynis, that's a guy, is an Amaynis. She's an Amaynis. She's from Shevet. She's from the Uma Amayni. So her son would be an Amayni. You're only, if it would be a father from a different Uma, Halaych HaCharav. But if the father is a Yid, so it means he has no father, so he'll go by the name as well. Masha'en kein Giyaris Amaynis, it's nostalgic to Psul. She's not an Amaynis. Amayni v'lay Amayni says that as long as she's in a keva, she has no shaykhas mi Amayni, she's a yid. If there's a psul Amayni, then you're an Amayni. If there's no psul Amayni, Amayni v'lay Amayni, so she's a yid. So she's not an Amayni, and that's why, even if there is no father, the son would not be an Amayni. So that's a chakir he has. Hab shita, if Yisrael marries a geyeris Amayni, the son is kasher. If a guy marries a guy Amaynis, now if Yisrael is born a guy Amaynis, so then the son is an Amayni. Dashtein Shulchan Aruch. Here's the two tzadim. Is really a Isha that's an Amaynis, she is an Amaynis. She just doesn't have a psul, but she is an Amaynis. So therefore, when Yisrael marries Isha Amaynis, since she doesn't have a psul, she don't say lecha psul, we go back to the father. Now, Shankain, when Yisrael marries a guy Amaynis, there is no father. So, male, the son would be an Amayni. So, who would then the other way, if a guy is born on a Giyaris Amaynis, so right, there is no father, so the son would be an Amayni, because you don't say Aleich HaCharav, because there is no Av. Who do you say? No, a guy is Amaynis is an Amaynis. Normally, if a guy would be Bayal on her, you go Basir to Zachar. If he is Bayal on her, there's no father, so there's no Zachar to go Basir. She's an Amaynis, so me Amaynis. Masha ain't kein a Yiddish Amaynis, a Geyris Amaynis, is not an Amaynis B'chlal, she has no psul. So even if a guy would be Bayal on her, her son would be kasha like any time a guy would be violent, any other gairis, the son would be kasha. So like we said, Rabbi Chanan, nems on the first side. So Rabbi Chanan holds halacha l'maisa, if a guy would be born a gairis amainis, so the son would have to be possible. But Rabbi Shmuel Zevsky says, the story is not the way. Once she's not an amainis, she doesn't have a psul, she's not an amainis b'chlal. And he says, I have a raya brewer from the Gemara here on this amid. The Gemara says, Banav le banis divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that the nekevis mitzvies are kasher, banav le banis, right? Reb Yehuda says, have a aim of banim ashey avoldu lem darshlisha, kasev talim beleda. Since it says ashey avoldu, it's tali and leda, so that means that the nekevis are rusu aser. So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is ashey avoldu, sounds like anyone who's born, so nekevis are aser. But he says another pshat. What was the other pshat? Kasev talim beleda means that the dor shlishi is totally in the aim. If the aim is a rishayna, the ben's a sheni. If the aim is a shniya, then the ben is a shlishi. But if the aim is a rishayna, the ben is a sheni. And if the nekevis wouldn't be aser, it wouldn't be shaykh to be toiled in the aim. Lamashal. We're going to have this in the next amud. A mitzri sheni marries a mitzri rishayna. So if you're saying kasav talam beleda, the son's a sheni. Even though his father's already a sheni, so why don't you say he's a shlishi? Tais is a kasav talam beleda. It goes by the mother, and since the mother is a rishayn, the son will be a sheni. Zot Rashi, the Gemara is saying that since it's totally in the mother, then because of that, it's murchik to say the mother's aser. If the mother wouldn't be aser, it wouldn't be possible to say that you go by the mother. So, Fakdish Ruzovsky, if you're going to say when the Torah said amayni v'lay amaynis, and who would then hear on the side of mitzri v'lay mitzris? So there's still an amainis, still a mitzvah. So how come by amainis l'mashol, the son from Yisrael is kasher? Because you don't say alei chachapsulan, you go b'asa the, you go b'asa the father. Because you don't say alei chachapsulan. So what's wrong if you have exeris hakasa that you do? Hakasa v'talam b'leida, and the pasuk says, l'gabit din mitzri, the mother gives over the psul mitzri to the child, and the male have to be dar shlishi from the mother. Aye, the father's not a mitzvah, the father's a mitzvah sheni, so what? Because of the mother. If you're going to say the etzim a mother could give a psul, the mashal, if a guy was bailed the mother, the son would be a mitzvah. That's what Rabbi Chanan is saying about amayni. If the guy would be bailed the mother, even though amayni v'lay amaynis, the son would be an amayni, because he has no father. And how come when his soul is bailed, it doesn't work? Because you go back to the father, there's no alaychach psulon. So what's wrong if the Torah says you do go back to the psul? Even though she's not pasul, why is that shver b'chol? It must be there's a svara, a klara, a svara brura. If you say a mitzri v'lay mitzris, she's not a mitzris. She has no psul mitzris, she's not a mitzris. It's impossible for a son to have a psul that she has, but she doesn't have a psul. Not because he goes to the father. If it's only because he goes to the father, the tariqim mechanish, he goes to the mother. So ayibazah, you have to say that by mitzri v'lay mitzris also. She's not in a mitzris. He says, you want to say maybe a deichik pshat, that when it's an Isser Olam, so then you could say she still has a psul. But when the dar shlishi is kosher, so then you could say, a ish is not worse than a dar shlishi. He says, it's not a good svar. Uncle Panim, that's what he names on, Samele argues in Rabbi Chanan. He says he also wants to argue in the Minchas Kinnach. The Minchas Kinnach, mitzvah tafkuv stamach beis, says, it's the mitzvah of a sidra shleim with tevas and kol yimecha l'aylam. It's the din, you're not allowed to do favors for Armani and Mayavi, besides for getting married to them. So he wants to say two things in Minchas Chinuch. First of all, that this mitzvah applies even after the Megayir, but the mashmais of the Minchas Chinuch is, and it would apply to both men and women, because it's only l'gabit l'yavi b'kal Hashem, we say Armani v'layim, ma'inis, ma'ashenk, and l'gabit l'sir shleim tevasim, they're both b'chlal. So Taina de Rishumzovsky, no. You could say that the alav is even after Geirus, that's possible. But if he what he's standing on, and he's mechiach for this Gemara, that if you hold, just like if you hold mitzvah and mitzvah, so it wouldn't be shayach of soul, so who didn't amayni if somebody said shayach of soul, the shame amayni is either that they're an amayni, a gaya shah amayni, or if they're megaya, if they still have a psul amayni. If they don't have a psul amayni, amayni v'lay amaynis, they don't have a shame. Amenis mechal wouldn't be shaykh lizid yishleim v'tevasim. That's Reb Shmuzevsky shtickel. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the machlokes the gam emitzu nedaimi, like we mentioned, that the Mishnah says it's echad tzchorim vechad nekevis. If Shimon said avakal v'chaymer, if by me'avi amoni and me'avi where they asked la'olam, they only asked the tzchorim. So mitzvah and adaimi where they only asked for 3 dairis, kal v'chaymer they only asked the tzchorim. So the rabbanan say im ludin im kabbalah nekabel im ludin yesh tshuva. If you're saying a kabbalah, we'll accept it. If you're saying a svara, we have a tshuva, we have a rayon like you. And they went, and Rav Shimon answered, like he, no, is a din, and you don't have a rayon, but besides that, halacha, ni'aymer, I'm saying a halacha. So the Gemara says, what's the tshuva? The Gemara says, the tshuva is a rayon, sechichu, a rayon, are also only for 3 dairis, sechichu, vech, and the keves. And the Gemara brings in, chalolim, chalolim, michai, v'yasei. And the Gemara says, tell you if it's shalav, yesh, chalolim, michai, v'yasei, or not. That's the Gemara. But the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos, says something very interesting. He says, you know what it means? Im ledin yesh tshuva. What's the tshuva? What do the Rabbanim have against the Kal v'chaymer? So very simple. Amen amayev, even though the Isser is an Isser Olam, but there's a reason for the Isser. Al dvarish l'kidin weskem melechem u'mayim. And ha'ish darka l'kadim, ve'inish darka l'kadim. So the anashim are the ones that deserve not to be baba kal Hashem, and the women don't deserve it. Hashanke mitzvah nedaimi doesn't say the reason why they're asa for 3 dairis. So since it doesn't say the reason why, so why should you make a chil din tzchorim in a kevis? That's the tshuva. As I look, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. So the Olam wants to know. The Rambam saying different than the Gemara. The Gemara says my tshuva. The Gemara says the Rayim sichichu. And the Rambam says a different time. The tshuva is because amayinim avid is a svara. Al dvarish lo yikidmu. And mitzvah nedaimi don't have that svara. Chayav eishver. So there's a Tesis Yantif, which I want to mention. It's a Masechtas Nazir Perikei Mishnah Hei. The Rambam there, in Perish Mishnah, he says a nice pshat in the Mishnah, just not like the Gemara. And Tesis Yantif brings the pshat, and he says the following. Ava bishay Gemara le Perishu Kein, hayol ilinyin dina lenaf kemina v'leimini, havishus nesun melefarish. He says about the Rambam that explains the Mishnah in Nazir Perikei Mishnah, not like the Gemara, even though the Gemara says a different pshat. But since there's no nafkamin l'inyan din, you're allowed to say a different chant. She'ein ani raya hefrish mei pirusha mishnah l'pirusha makrois. Kashenein raya skibur epirushim shemimaisa gemara. I don't see a difference between explaining a mishnah, not like the gemara explains a mishnah, or explaining a pasuk, not like Chazal explained the pasuk. And you see the Rishonim don't mind explaining pasuk and not like Chazal explained the pasuk. So why would we have to, why would there be a problem explaining a mishnah, not the way Chazal explained the mishnah? El etzarek le'achriya v'yafar shum din, she says in Asmali Gemara. Just have to make sure that you don't say any halacha which is against the Gemara. Now we have to understand that both, how could you learn a pasuk, not like the Gemara, and also how could you learn a mishnah like the Gemara, and if there's any chilik, but the Hashem holds there's no chilik. So how could be pasuk shan in this Rambam that he says a different shan in the Gemara, because he wants to explain the mishnah like the Gemara, and it's not a problem. Anyway, it's not nafkamina ladina like the Tais Yantav says. But the Karen Ari wants to say a different shat. He wants to say, Rav Shimon himself in the Brisa said, first of all, Tanya amalim Rav Shimon alacha ni'aymer, v'ayid mikrim esiyeni, banav loy banes. Rav Shimon put a pasuk, banav loy banes. Why do you need a pasuk if you have a kalvachayma, mikrim esiyeni? If you have a kalvachayma, why does he need a pasuk? The Tairit says, because they're really 2 tshuvas. They're abundant set of tshuva, and that depends if Yeshchol Michaim Vyasei, and he doesn't hold it by Zeminyan. Gives the male, he doesn't have a tshuva, they have a tshuva. But there's another tshuva. The Rambam's tshuva, ain't dark shalish l'kadim. But that's totally in the Machlokes Tanaim we had earlier. The Gemara earlier says that you don't say that the Nashim should have gone to the Nashim, because kol kvudim asmelech p'nima. So there's no taina on the Nashim. There's no time in the Nashim. Kol kvudim asmelech p'nima, v'yemel aveisar ishtecha. There's no time on the Nashim. But not everyone held that way. The Gemara says, ketanoi, that Rabbi Yehuda said, amayin avoy amayinis, me'av avoy me'aviyah, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that you say in darker shalisha l'kandim. And Rabbi Shimon said, al dvash l'kidu eskem, melech amayim, darker shalisha l'kandim, v'ein darker shalisha l'kandim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bemis, and there is a taina that the Nashim should go across Nashim. It's Xeris Akasav, amayin avoy amayinis. That's what the Gemara is saying. Ketanoi. Rav Shimon says, "Ein darka shalisha l'kadim." So the Rabbanan here, which is the Balei Plukta of Rav Shimon, could include Rabbi Yehuda, they can't say that the tam by Amoni Amavi doesn't apply to Nekevas as opposed to Mitzvah Vadaimi, and that's the chilek, because Rabbi Yehuda also tam does apply. He just says it's Xerius Akasav, Amoni Vloim Avi, and Tais explains. So why do you say Mitzvah Vloim Mitzvah? He explains. But else it's Xerius Akasav. Hashanken of Shimon himself, he said the tam of Ish Darkel Akadim and Darkel Shalisha Akadim. Like the Gemara says, it's Keterai. So according to him, he does have a tshuva. And how do you know Rav Shimon himself held it a tshuva? Because he had to say the other pasuk of Banim Vlei Banes. So the Gemara was saying the tshuva of the Chachamim. The Gemara didn't want to say the tshuva of the Rambam, because Rav Yehuda himself doesn't hold it that tshuva. But the Rambam says, why Rav Shimon had a tshuva? Why Rav Shimon needed the pasuk? Because Rav Shimon could have had the tshuva like the Rambam's tshuva, because Amayim Avi is different, because the Nashim didn't do anything wrong. That's the Karinarius there. Sarachanarius is a little bit similar. Now he says like this. He says that there is a mandiyama earlier in the Gemara in Daf Samach, a funa merav that held that there's no such thing as Rav Blazer ben Yaakov Yeshchol Mechai Vehasei. He said the pshat Rav Blazer ben Yaakov there, if you remember back from Daf Samach, he says the pshat was because he holds a Rav Blazer panei abba pnuya zasa zayna. So he doesn't hold there's any din of Chol Mechai Vehasei. So according to Rav Huna Amirav, there is no Tana that holds of Chol Mechai Ve'aseh, so what could possibly be the tshuva? Right, Arayah Shechichu wouldn't shtim, because Mal Arayah Shechen Kares, etc. So Melo, you have to say the tshuva there, the Rambam says the tshuva. Okay, now one more inyan. Taisa says, Halacha Ani Yomer. Right, now look what happened. The Rabbanim told him, Malacha Nekamel, and the din is tshuva, and he said, Loiki, you don't have a tshuva. But halacha ne'emel, I'm saying a halacha. So Taisa says, "Lav halacha meishim misina kama." Dim kain, am I polygle Rabbi Yehuda? It's not halacha meishim misina. So otherwise, why Rabbi Yehuda argue? Halacha kama, halacha ne'emel, pachi bal dim erabei say. That's what's mekama from erabeim. That's what it means, halacha ne'emel. So the Ashishank of interesting shtickle. He says, "What's pshan in Taisa? Why can't even let's say if Shimon held it was halacha meishim misina?" So why can't he say Rabbi Yehuda argues? He also, no, that's such a halacha meishim misinai. What's so shvei? So he brings the Rambam. The Rambam in the Akdama to Pirish Mishnayi says, any din that's mekubal misinai can't be that there's a machlekes. Interesting Rambam. He says, some people say that the pshat in the machlekes is that it's the Talmud Shoshimish called Tzarcham, and then the Svegat, the Kabbalah misinai, he says that's a terrible thing to say. Whoever says it doesn't understand anything. Avad, if there was a Kabbalah Misina, it wasn't forgotten, there's no machlekes. And not everything's a Kabbalah Misina. Some things, we don't have a clear Kabbalah Misina, and the male Chacham have to figure out the Din Misvar, with the Midrash Torah addresses them, and then you can have a machlekes. So the male, that's Pshat and Taisus. Halacha, if he meant Halacha Leshim Misina, no state in the Rambam and the Ketam Rishnai, it's not Shaykh machlekes. If someone holds us Halacha Leshim Misina, it means everyone holds Halacha Leshim Misina. So it must be Rav Shimon is saying, Halacha ne'emel means it's not Halacha Meishim Misinai, just a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, that they were done this din misvar. But the Ashishankiv says, the Rambam there writes, when he's discussing this thing, he says that there are five types of halachas. The first one is something which is Mekubal Misinai, and there's a smach to it from a pasuk. That's the first thing. The second thing is Mekubal Misinai, and there's no smach from the pasuk, and that's called Halacha Meishim Misinai, even though you can have halachas that have a smach from the Mekubal Misinai, but they're not called Halacha Meishim Misinai unless there's no smach from the pasuk. And the third thing is that there's no Kabbalah Misinai, they figured out Misvar, or from the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas Mehem, and there it's Shaykh Machlekes, and you pass the Din Al Pi Raith, and he writes that, and when they kach Oimim, in Malacha, in the Kabbal, in the Din Yeshuva. So the Rambam is saying, what's the meaning of the statement, of the expression, of Malacha Nekabal Din Yeshuva? Halacha Meishim Misinai, we have to be Mekabal, it's not Shaykh Machlekes. The Din, they're saying a Svar. So Yeshuva, we can have a Machlekes about it. So Gumdas, the Rambam is saying, the words of Malacha Nekabal means Halacha Meishim Misinai, not like Taisus. But he says, he can't really say that, because Reb Shimon ended up saying Halacha Ne'aymer. So what he can tell me, it means Halacha Meishim Misinai. So what's Takav Shat? We find there is a machlekes here. Shimon says Halacha Meishim Misinai and Mitzvah Vlei Mitzvahs, and we pass him Mitzvah means even Mitzvahs. So what's the pshat? So Elamai, you have to say this is what the Rambam means. When the Rabbanim told him a Malacha Nekabal Medin Yeshuva, they meant Halacha Meishim Misinai. But when Reb Shimon answered Halacha Ani Eimer, he couldn't have meant Halacha Meishim Misinai, because why would they argue? He meant halacha means he was mekabel from his rebbeim, and that's why they argue. So Meili says the Ramatais mean exactly the same thing. The Ramatais both hold that you can't argue halacha mishum Sinai. So they both would learn that when they told him a malacha nekabel means halacha mishum Sinai. But when Reb Shimon answered halacha ne'ayimin, he meant halacha mishum Sinai. He meant halacha mekabel merabais. So they could argue. That's what the Asher Shankiv says. But the Aruch Laner, he says Taisus, he wants to learn Taisus like similar to the Asher Shankiv, but not according to the Rambam. Stam, he said, because he's naming on like the Rambam, that of course you can have a machlekes that some Tanam hold this Mekubal Misinai, some Tanam hold this not. There's a Chavis Yoris, Simon Kupsa and Igbeis, he has a big Arichus. He says, all of the Shas, you find such machlekes and there being so many different cases. So the Aruch Laner doesn't mean the Rambam, he just says, what does Taisus mean when he says that they wouldn't have argued on him if he meant halacha mishum Sinai? Because they told him that. They told him a malacha nekabel, so why were they mekabel? They told him a malacha nekabel in the yeshuv. He said, like, there's no tshuva on yidin. And he said, halacha on yayimir, so why weren't they mekabel? Elamai, you have to say the shtickle, that they meant halacha mishum Sinai. That will be mekabel. In that particular case, it'd be mekabel. And when he said halacha nekabel, he didn't mean halacha mishum Sinai. And that's pshat in Taisus. That's what the Aruch Laner says. Not like Taiz holds like the Rambam, it's dumb. Taiz wants to answer, how do we explain to him Allah and a Kabul, the fact that they weren't Makabul? Aruch Laner says, maybe you could say a different shot, because the Marsha already says, that why did you say a Kasuv Talim Baleda? Right? Banim Shevel Kasuv Baleda. Typically, the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the Tshuva, right? He holds him the Dinish Tshuva. So he says, Marsha says, because the Mishnah, the Chacham and the Mishnah, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also is all like a blessing of Yaakov. So Rabbi Yehuda holds there is a good Kav HaChaimer. So, but he says, but the Pasuk says not like the Kav HaChaimer. Because Shmak HaKav HaChaimer wouldn't be for a Pasuk. Hashay Yevoldo, Akas HaTam Vlade, tells you not that way. So according to that there's two Tanam, so you could say in the Chanami, the Chacham and the Mishnah told him, and Malach and the Kav HaMedin Yesh Tshuva, so they didn't darshan Hashay Yevoldo, so they were talking Makabal, because he said, Malach and the Yehmer. Mashenk and Rabbi Yehuda wasn't Makabal, because he has a pasuk, a kasuv tam b'leida. He never would have told them a malach and a kabel, because he has a pasuk that way, a kasuv tam b'leida. That's the other pshat the Aruch Laner says.